Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So UFC is now WWE and WWE is now UFC. That's not true at all, but it's the chatter online, so let's just go with it. Truth be damned. The thing is, now that we do have this super mixed martial arts sports entertainment company, there are going to be some changes on the way. And here's 10 of them. Oh, and please do subscribe. My name is Simon. I totally screwed it up. Number 10, a roster shift. This is never fun. The powers that be have already hinted the backroom staff will be let go during the merger. And sadly, this will likely stretch to those that we see in front of the camera too. WWE used to do this anyways with the dreaded post-WrestleMania releases, and given how many wrestlers are currently on the books, it does feel like some cuts are going to be on the cards. There are other questions too in the sense of the long talked about NXT Europe, and let's face it, if you have been stuck in catering for 6 months, maybe this will be the best for you if you're desperate to get back out there. However, personally, I'd just rather nobody lost a job. Number 9, the end of the legends. So if you don't know, a large number of wrestlers who are no longer active are on WWE's books on legends deals. It allows the promotion to make action figures and use such heroes however they see fit, as well as provide these guys with a paycheck. Not the worst thing in the world. As overseeing entity Endeavor have made it very clear, the bottom line is their number one priority, though. Could this be another expenditure that is cut? I doubt those involved on that side understand why such contracts are important, especially because a lot of these individuals don't do all that much. And nor should they, by the way. They've given themselves to wrestling, and this is a pseudo-retirement fund and a deserved pat on the back. We did see similar things go down when Endeavor bought UFC, though, because veterans who were promised jobs for life were sent packing, and I tell ya, it really does feel like something that should stay. Number 8, Vince McMahon running wild. I mean, we've already seen it, right? We don't know 100% what's going on behind the scenes, but there's no smoke without fire. Rumors of scripts being ripped up and certain wrestlers no longer getting pushed feel very McMahon-esque. And let's be honest about it, nobody can stop him now. Putting the moral argument to one side, the Endeavor Group have outwardly said they won't be involving themselves in Vince's affairs, so that's that. The WWE is his plaything once again, and that is totally crazy. It all could change, of course, and really we should hope it does, as I feel the Triple H versions of Raw and SmackDown were superior. I suppose it comes back to what we always do say, sometimes you're not allowed nice things. Number 7, Brock is back on top. Because we've already seen it. Now, it is only fair to point out many people have stated the Brock Lesnar turn on Cody Rhodes was planned a month before WrestleMania, but that's easy to say now, isn't it? It helps the narrative. It's not that I even mind this. Brock is still the man and gets killer reactions, and going back to his mega heel persona will likely be fun. We can also just go back to when Vince McMahon first left WWE. Almost instantly, Lesnar walked out despite being booked for the show. Then McMahon is back, and Brock is a featured player once more. You do the math. The only worry is if it does stop anybody else getting pushed. Triple H clearly had plans for certain people, and I hope this doesn't derail those. Because even if they don't work out, I just need fresh things. It's like bread, because when I eat bread, makes me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Number 6, less influence from Triple H. Because of course there will be. When Vince McMahon did step away, it was quite clear somebody else was in charge, and Paul Levesque did a great job. I enjoyed his vision muchly. With the chairman of the board back on top, though, he will just go back to his old habits. So sure, Hunter can pitch ideas, but if Vince doesn't like them, that's it. they'll probably never see the light of day. The big question is how the game feels about this, because he got the big boy chair and then it was taken away. That must really screw with your head. Even more so as it feels like Stephanie McMahon got caught up in this whirlwind too. What a mad, mad situation. We do not know what the future holds, so I'm sure one day Triple H will get around too, but until then, well, you just gotta shrug your shoulders and wait and see. Why is wrestling so bonkers? Number 5, legacy UFC fighters work in matches. So while Dana White has stated that there will be little crossover between current stars because the UFC is real and WWE isn't, I don't think that's going to apply to fighters who no longer compete in the octagon. I mean, WWE would be mad to not try and take advantage of this because you could get a whole new audience tuning in. And while Conor McGregor is still happy to throw bones, he shall be at the top of this list. Everyone has been teasing it for years anyway. And I get that this is pie-in-the-sky stuff, but obviously you could never do Brock Lesnar versus Conor legitimately because of the sheer difference in size. But in the squared circle, I actually think it would get some serious intrigue. Roman Reigns could get involved in this too, because look what happened when he fought Logan Paul. There was pure interest from everywhere. Number 4, joint WWE and UFC events. So let's make it clear, there's a big old question mark on this one, because again, Dana White doesn't seem keen, because he doesn't want people going that UFC is predetermined nonsense. Could see it in his eyes. There are ways and means to this, though. Let's say the UFC books a building for the Saturday. To sweeten the deal, WWE could promise to run on the Sunday to create a mammoth couple of days that will definitely generate a bunch of cash. And really, that's all anybody cares about. You could even have a crossover in the sense somebody like Cody Rhodes could be front and center as he waves to everybody around the octagon. When you actually consider that, it's quite the crazy proposition. There was a time when the two wouldn't go near each other. I'm sure at some point a proper single event will be proposed, but that is a terrible idea. Mixed martial art fans don't want to sit through wrestling. Wrestling fans don't want to sit through mixed martial arts. You're literally asking for booze. So don't do it. Number 3, ring attire sponsors. So UFC fans and fighters know all about this. It used to be a lucrative side hustle until an exclusive deal with Reebok was signed. That was the end of that. We've seen it creep into wrestling too when Brock Lesnar returned and had sponsors on his shorts, which irked the likes of CM Punk. He had asked WWE for something similar and they had said no chance. It wouldn't be too dissimilar to the tap out deal from a few years back, but hopefully a lot better, because that did not go the way management envisioned at all. So if you do see a Seth Rollins whip off his jacket to reveal a Venom logo or maybe even the Nike swoosh, you know what's happened. Let's just hope wrestlers see some of this money. Those fighters haven't always been so lucky. Number 2, more expensive pay-per-views. So do not worry just yet. WWE's deal with Peacock is in place till 2026. So unless something changes, your current premium live event system isn't going anywhere. Thank goodness. One of the ways UFC has managed to rake in the money is by having a crazy model for streaming while still charging for pay-per-views. So WWE is going to be all over it. Hopefully it'll just be for the likes of WrestleMania and not every single show. But look at the evidence. You think it's a coincidence that WWE has gone all out to make these feel more special than ever? It's all part of the damn plan. It'll be a tough sale because we're so used to paying only a few dollars a month. The truth is, WWE can make this work if they ensure these events feel like a must-see. Then come the evening, you'll likely put your hand in your pocket and bam, there is no going back. Number 1, the end of the network. Which ties directly into this. While we have to ask the question what happens to all the retro content, there is no way the network or Peacock relationship survives when Endeavor cares not for it. Just go and look at the UFC model we've discussed as to what this could look like, and yeah, once again it could mean a bigger contribution from us, the fans. Isn't that always the way? It'll be a huge shame, as getting to watch WWE so effortlessly has been a huge bonus. This is what happens when companies come together. They want a return on that investment ASAP, so keep it in mind. We are only going to be able to hold out for so long. Know any of the major changes that could be coming to WWE when they merge with UFC? Make sure you let us know in the comments below, and don't forget to like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Then head on over to whatculture.com where you can read some articles like this with your eyes. Make sure you follow us on social media, WhatCultureWWE, and time in Meta 3. And we do have other videos, some of which are looking at you right now. My name is Simon from What Culture. Thank you very much for joining in as always. And I actually think there will be some positives to this. If you don't think there's some negatives as well, good for you. I appreciate your happy attitude. Never change, my friend. You're living the dream.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.